and Little Red Cap opened her eyes, and when she saw how the sunbeams glanced and danced through the trees, and what bright flowers were blooming in her path, she thought, "If I take my grandmother a fresh nosegay, she will be very much pleased, and it is so very early that I can, even then, get there in good time." And running into the forest, she looked about for flowers. But when she had once begun, she did not know how to leave off, and kept going deeper and deeper among the trees, looking for some still more beautiful flower. The wolf, however, ran straight to the house of the old grandmother and knocked at the door.
"Who's there?" asked the old lady.
Only Little Red Cap, bringing you some meat and wine. Please open the door," answered the wolf. "Lift up the latch," cried the grandmother. "I'm much too ill to get up myself." So the wolf lifted the latch and the door flew open, and without a word he jumped onto the bed and gobbled up the poor old lady. Then he put on her clothes and tied her nightcap over his head, got into the bed and drew the blankets over him. All this time Red Cap was gathering flowers, and when she had picked as many as she could carry, she thought of her grandmother and hurried to the cottage. She wondered greatly.